I don't know why they didn't come up with this before. An eco-friendly bed and breakfast in southern England has unveiled its newest energy-saving initiative. It's a bicycle-powered TV. Bicycle-powered TV.
Oh, well, okay. Do I have to ride it to watch it, or can I get somebody else to ride it and I watch it?
You could probably do that. Pedal faster! I want to see more!
That's right.
That's guests in the standing hat room at the Cottage Lodge in the village of Brockenhurst. Can now keep
I love one of those on a bun.
You know,
Brockenhurst.
And again, that's
a little spicy mustard.
Southern England, Brockenhurst is. Watch their favorite programs and do their bit for the environment using this novel health-friendly device. The room also features low-energy lighting, solar panels, wood-burning stove, yada, yada, yada. Oh, wood-burning stove to produce the hot water. That means you have to... Okay, so if you want to get up in the morning and take a warm shower, hot shower, you have to get up and start the fire.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't want that.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, if I had to choose between having hot water and having a TV,
yeah,
I'd be a TV-less person.
Yeah, I understand that. But again, you got to get up early so that you can have that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because nothing's worse than realizing the pilot light is blown out on the hot water heater.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
After you're already in the shower.
Can't take that shower fast enough.
Yeah, and it's not easy to restart a pilot light.
Oh, it is, too.
Well, it depends. I mean, some people can push a button. Some people have to take a match to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. I have to take a match, but you know what works better is those little long lighters.
Oh yeah, like you start the fireplace or the grill with,
and you do need to turn the you do need to turn the gas all the way down to the light function. So
see, you're getting into hassle here, and plus it depends.
Well, that's a life saving hassle.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to burn your hand off.
It depends on where your hot water heater is.
Well, that too. How about just your water heater?
Yeah, your water heater.
Yeah,
that's right. It wouldn't be a hot water heater. Otherwise, you wouldn't need it if it was already hot water, right? Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Enough of that. We'll have our DIY segment in the extended hour of the show today. We'll be able to call in and ask.
I bought a wonderful house, but one that they found the need to put the water heater in the attic. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wrong for a lot of reasons.
Well, I know.
Yeah, that gravity thing can cause a problem.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. An unusual situation in Florence, Alabama, where Walmart plans to open a new store over the burial plots of 80 slaves. That's a touchy thing. The retailer's selected location borders a local cemetery that happens to be the final resting place of Edward O'Neill's ancestors and their 80 slaves. Mr. O'Neill bought the land nearly two centuries ago. Because there weren't any headstones, nobody knows exactly where the slaves were buried. Historical evidence indicates they may be located in the very place where Walmart is putting a new driveway. Walmart, for their part, has said that they will spend $25,000 to restore the weathered cemetery. Says it won't disturb the graves. That's easier said than done, considering the conflicting clues. A 1903 deed says the cemetery was square. Decades later, aerial photos indicating it's a rectangle. Therefore, it's in Walmart's way. See how that works out. Poltergeist.
Yeah, no kidding. We saw what happened in that movie. Yeah.
Pet cemetery, just, kind of stuff. All right, let's see. We should all be getting about 8 solid hours of sleep each night.
I did this time.
Did your part.
I did my part.
That's the general professional consensus. So what about those people who say they do just fine on only 5 hours of sleep? Well, researchers put them to the test.
Uh-huh.
Volunteer sleepers did their thing in a controlled sleeping environment for 2 weeks. Those who slept 8 or 9 hours did just fine in their cognitive testing. The group that slept 4 to 6 hours flunked. The cognitive skills resulting were impaired to, the results showed that those people were impaired to the equivalent of being legally drunk. So it's more fun to go ahead and get drunk and sleep 8 hours, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think? Yeah. Just saying. So.
Good grief. That's just depressing.
It is. If you still prefer CDs for your music as opposed to digital stuff, you may want to stock up. Well, they make great coasters, Chase.
With your gas-powered CD player?
Exactly right. Take them and put them together and just rub them. You can play cymbals with them for the kids. It's all fun. Anyway, Here's the deal. Most record companies will likely stop making CDs by the end of this year. This year. So if you want it, you better move on it. Apple and digital downloads have dominated the music retail industry in North America, of course, for the past 3 years. CD sales have plummeted. Industry experts also note that record sales are few and far between and can't really compete in the download world. So we'll see. Final blow for CDs will come in 2013 when most new cars will no longer have built-in CD players. Yeah, that's it right there. Talk about the bell tolling for you when you have to go to Best Buy and get an aftermarket that plugs into one of your ports so that you can have a CD player sitting on your armrest when you hit that bumpy road. Tell me how that works out for you.
Hi, son. How was school?
Good. We learned about Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence with a feather, and George Washington was our first president.
You're right. State Board of Education Chairman Barbara Cargill is making sure all kids in Texas learn about our founding fathers.
Why didn't he use a computer?
You'll learn why America's the most special country in the world, and because of Barbara Cargill, you'll learn why they used feathers and not computers.
I'm Chair Barbara Cargill, State Board of Education. Vote May 29th. Kids count with Cargill.
Paid for by Cargill Campaign.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Only one candidate for railroad commissioner has earned Texans' trust by bringing common sense conservative ideas to the agency. Barry Smitherman. He's one of us, a lifelong conservative. As chairman of the Railroad Commission, Barry Smitherman initiated a top-to-bottom review of the agency, resulting in a reduction in administrative personnel and an increase in inspectors and analysts. Barry Smitherman knows Texans pay too much at the pump. He's pushing practical ways to bring down prices, like new drilling technologies and increasing Texas production.
I'm Barry Smitherman. I don't believe we need more regulations, but rather we should punish violators in the oil and gas industry by enforcing the rules already on the books.
Let's keep Barry Smitherman working for us. Barry Smitherman for Railroad Commissioner.
Political ad paid for by friends of Barry Smitherman.
Best of the Brazos Molly Maid wishes to thank everyone for such a great year. Our home cleaning professionals work hard to provide the best cleaning service in the Brazos Valley. We take care of the baseboards, toilets, kitchen, everything you don't have time for. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, friendly, thorough, and professional. Call Molly Maid today to find out how you can enjoy the best of the Brazos difference. 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700 or at mollymaid.com. Please vote for Molly Maid again this year as your favorite cleaning company in the Brazos Valley. We appreciate it.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We missed this yesterday. It was kind of interesting. And what may have been a monumental and bureaucratic government decision, the Federal Aviation Administration announced that the Sioux City Gateway Airport designation would be changed from
SUX.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 Yep.
Airport.
Yeah. Airport spokesperson said the airport
sucks.
Has had the three code for years, probably goes back quite a few years ago when the connotation was somewhat different. Yeah, okay, fine.
Because the genesis of that, it was the first three letters of the city, correct?
Generally, not the case with Chicago, that's ORD, for instance. But that had to do with Orchard Park is where the airport O'Hare is, and that's who it got ORD. And then there's some others, MCI, things like that, and, MYS for New Orleans, but nonetheless, there you go. Just something that wouldn't have probably talked about. Facebook proving itself to be a crime-fighting machine. Pair of burglars in Columbia charged with robbing an internet cafe at gunpoint, then making a getaway on their motorcycle. That all worked fine. Problem is that they'd been there on Facebook and they forgot to sign out. They didn't log out of Facebook, so
dummies.
Was pretty much still there when the police got there, made things a little bit easier for them. Six students at Cascade High in Clayton, Indiana, suspended for 2 days after they put more than 11,000 Post-it notes in various places inside the facility on Monday of this week. number of people in the community think the punishment's too harsh. We're pretty much a senior prank. Patrick Spray, who's the superintendent, said although the prank was harmless, the students violated the school's code of conduct by trespassing on school property outside of regular school hours. A custodian, parent of one of the kiddos, let him into school. He'll be in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, but I bet.
I would just say, make them pick it up. Make them clean them up. I mean, you know, you thought it was fun to put them up. See how much fun it is to take them down, but suspending them for 2 days. And again, they're seniors. Like, they're going to care?
Yeah, really.
I mean, they got the grades. They're not going to worry about it.
Don't be confused by the name change. We're in the same location with the same great dentist. We just have a new name. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Arentz with Arentz Family Dentistry, formerly CarePlus Dental on Villa Maria. My husband Jim and I have provided excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. We use state-of-the-art technology in every procedure. We offer the finest and most advanced dental care for your entire family. Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook or visit ArentzDDS.com. That's ArentzDDS.com.
This is an important message from the Texas Bipartisan Justice Committee. There are five contested appellate judicial races on your ballot this year. Don't fall into the trap of voting for a familiar-sounding name. Don Willett's opponent, perennial candidate Steve Smith, is back for the fifth time trying to get on the Supreme Court. Another candidate running against David Medina has run for office at least seven times. He has never won a contested Republican primary. Please vote for the best, most experienced judges. Don Willett, David Medina, Nathan Hecht, Sharon Keller, and Tom Gray. They have a combined total of 72 years of appellate judicial experience. Their opponents have a combined total of two. You be the judge. Don't vote for a familiar-sounding name like Steve Smith. Vote for experienced conservative judges. Vote for Don Willett, David Medina, Nathan Hecht, Sharon Keller, and Tom Gray. Political ad paid for by the Texas Bipartisan Justice Committee, Dr. John Coppedge, Treasurer.
Are you struggling with severe obesity or suffering with obese-related health conditions? Don't wait any longer. Pick up the phone and call the specialist in bariatric surgery, Dr. John Mason and Dr. Brian Parent at Brazos Bariatrics. Dr. Mason and Dr. Parent are the ones you want to consult with regarding the lap band, Stomafix, gastric sleeve, and gastric bypass. Their successes are many. Just ask me, Mary Mike Hatcher. Call Brazos Bariatrics today and register for a free weight loss seminar. Brazos Bariatrics, 774-3222.
World champion skier Lindsey Vonn.
It's an incredible feeling. Your heart's pounding, your pulse is racing. It's a real adrenaline rush. And once you've experienced it, you want to experience it again and again. I'm not talking about skiing. I'm talking about shopping.
Women who shop to win shop at Kohl's, where you'll always find great sales, like Kohl's Get Set for Summer 3-Day Sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And when I really find that great item that I've been looking for, I feel like I've won.
Kohl's, expect great things.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
When you have work to do, get it done with a Kubota. Kubota's the top choice for reliability, efficiency, and value. And right now, during Kubota Rewards, you can get financing as low as 0% on new Kubota utility and ag tractors, tractor loader backhoes, and utility vehicles. Find out why it pays to own orange. To learn more, go to Kubota.com or see your Kubota dealer today.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota today, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. New study suggests that dinosaurs suffered from arthritis.
Is that what happened to them?
From arthritis.
Arthritis.
Yes.
Man.
They walked around cussing all the time.
Well, I'm just thinking, they go ahead and give them a giant Celebrex, and let's see what happens, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Bristol University studying the giant Pliosaurus found evidence of arthritis in its jaw. That's not good. That's like TMJ kind of stuff or something. Anyway, a crocodile-like head, short neck, whale-like body, and four powerful flippers to propel it through the water and pursue its prey, usually able to tear other dinosaurs to shreds with its teeth. But the discovery of arthritis disease in the creature could help explain why this particular breed of dinosaur became extinct. So, just letting you know. So you heard it here first, whether it was true or not.
That's right.
Which is kind of the way that we feel about almost anything. All right, let's see what else we got here. Strangest unclaimed airline baggage items ever found. Hey, you know about the unclaimed baggage center in Alabama, right?
Yeah. Right.
You know, where they put all the suitcases. All right, here's some stuff. Gucci suitcases filled with ancient Egyptian artifacts.
Oh, my.
Lost. Huh. I guess they saw that at checkout and said, I think I better cheese it to the cops.
Mm-hmm.
A rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Snake on a plane. Mm-hmm. A $250,000 guidance missile system belonging to the U.S. Navy.
Did it fall off a helicopter in Killeen?
Yeah. What was that about?
How terrifying would that be? And what do you say if you're the police officer?
Yeah.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to clear out of the house. We've got a report of that a missile fell off a helicopter near here.
But then they get there and go, oh, well, good. It's not armed.
It's not armed.
Well, yeah.
All is well.
Okay. Hope the next one isn't either. Anyway, there's other stuff. That's enough of that. On this date in history,
I love this part.
New York Stock Exchange was formed in 1792.
Mm-hmm.
1846, the saxophone was patented by Adolf Sax. You know,
oh, that's well, how about that?
Skilled. Could have been the Adolphophone.
Yeah.
1985.
Or for the Sioux City Airport, it could have been the saxophone.
Here you go. 1985, Bobby Ewing died on the season finale of Dallas. He returned the following season. It was all I dreamed.
Just taking a shower.
That was it. And in 1993, the first computers using Intel's, remember this, Pentium processor.
Oh,
boy.
I do remember that.
That was really,
that
really
was cool
fast.
When you had that. Yeah.
All right, yeah, like a minute and a half.
Tonight we will know who won't be the next American Idol, the top three.
Well, you might, but I won't.
Well, I know, but I'll tell you tomorrow.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, the top three sang three songs each last night, and only two will make it through to next week's finale. Yeah. Oh, how exciting is that?
Oh,
there
man.
You go.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise got some help from Axl Rose's voice coach. He's going to be singing in his next movie's going to be a musical called Rock of Ages, so I know you can't wait for that. Community will finish up its season tonight, but they know that they'll be back for a 13th season. They just found that out.
No,
kind of third.
That's third season.
Yeah.
Be a third
they've
season.
Been around for 13.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, you're right. 13th episode, third season. How about that? There you go. And Betty White getting her animal fix in Washington today.